Hello, what's happening? How are you? Welcome to the Ryan and Case. No Case with a Shirley Temp Twin. I am sexual intellectual. Stephen Beacon. Repping Waynesburg, Virginia to the motherfucking fullest. My name is Casey Kello, and with me today is a very special guest. I don't want to get emotional, but my dear cousin, more like my big brother, man, songwriter, hip hop artist, best lyricist in Waynesburg, Virginia, also philosopher, relationship guru, psychiatrist, bodybuilder, fitness expert, retired porn star. Give it up for D. Ahmad.
What up, cuz?
What up, baby? How you been, cuz? How you feeling today?
I'm good, cuz. Sitting here in this Cali sun, cuz. I'm in the hot tub right now. I got my feet in the hot tub.
In the hot tub, okay.
Got my soaking my toes.
I'm in Edgewood, Maryland right now in the basement, cold, and my toes is ashy as fuck. So that just show y'all how a little bit of difference in how niggas is living right now. So, what we and my cousin today are going to talk about is just the title of the show is going to be called Death to the Streets. So, what we're going to be talking about is like tough guys, just a bunch of gangster shit. And at this point in time, how certain shit need to stop. Certain street code shit we need to let it leave alone, what we need to learn. Plus, there's an age requirement for this lot of this shit. So, cuz, what would you, in your definition, what's your definition of a street nigga, hood nigga, gangster nigga? Like, what does that mean to you?
It mean a lot of things, cuz. Well, for one, being a street nigga doesn't necessarily mean you tough. A lot of niggas from the streets that fly, you know, they fly straight narrow. So you can Absolutely. Be from the hood, you can grow up in the hood, you can be in the streets, and still not partake in the things that would require for you to consider yourself to be a criminal.
Absolutely.
Then. So it's a lot of bags unpacked with that, but I guess what you're getting at is like what pertaining to the topic, niggas that sell drugs,
right?
Tote pistols, don't abide by the laws, just dysfunctional ass niggas. They don't even realize how dysfunctional they are. That's really what a street nigga is. Just a dysfunctional person, man, or a rebel, so to speak. But
absolutely, cuz I would agree with your definition. Also, like, to piggyback off of what you said, I also agree, like, saying you're from a certain hood or from a certain demographic, like, you could really be a nerd and be from the, like, the most gangsterous neighborhoods in the world, but you still, that you could say, okay, I'm from, I don't know, Compton, and, you know, you could, like, Richard Sherman, the cornerback for the Seahawks, 49ers or whatever, one of the most smartest dudes in the world, bro, went to Stanford, and he from Compton, you know what I'm saying? But just saying he's from Compton.
Kendrick Lamar.
Super articulate dudes and are from the hood. So just because you say you a street dude doesn't necessarily mean that you're mean anything about your prowess as far as fighting people
Let me say this, cuz a lot of niggas, especially today, niggas' level of thuggery, cuz, is determined by who they surrounded by. A lot of niggas think they tough because everybody they surrounded by is weak. They don't realize, like, you could be the hardest nigga in your clique, man, but like the quote says, you scared of your baby daddy, but he a bitch to us. You know, we know that nigga ain't, you know what I'm saying? But nigga, if your whole clique is a bunch of bitch ass niggas, then you gonna think you tough.
Absolutely. Real,
but everybody's a thug until they run into another motherfucker, until they run into a gangster. Everybody's a gangster until you run into a gangster.
Because I'm glad you said that, because it's like I always like measured that shit as far as a tier. Like when I grew up, it, the older I got, the more I realized that it wasn't a lot of dudes that was really tough guys. It just was dudes that was willing to fight. Now, if you're a dude walking around and you just willing to fight everybody, 96% of the average human being, white, black, doesn't matter, usually doesn't want to fight. They don't want to punch nobody in the face. They don't want to get punched in the face. So just your fact that you're aggressive, 90% of people are just not going to want to fight you. That's called bullying. Like that dude who just walks around and wants to fight everybody and punks everybody. Then you have that percentage of person that is like, okay, I don't want to fight you, but I will. Okay, I think that's maybe 20%. Like, it's like, okay, I ain't no bitch. I'll fight you, but I don't want to. I'm going to try to avoid it. But then you got the fighters. What I learned the older I get, because it's like, fighters don't win. It's like a lot of the times, like when you're willing to really be a fighter, nigga, you could knock him out. He's still just down, whatever it is, he gonna throw his hands in every fucking situation that he gets in. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really matter the outcome. But also I noticed the older I get that those dudes are usually the most quiet, usually the most reserved, usually the most, they know what comes along with it, so they're a little bit more thoughtful before they get into those type of things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think at a young age, I learned once I wasn't afraid to lose, I had the advantage. So, like you said, most niggas don't really want to fight. And I just learned, especially when a nigga just doing a whole lot of talk, 9 times out of 10, you want to fight. And having a small stature, I learned if I just take off first, I'm going to take the fight out of him. Punch a nigga first, you're going to take the fight out of him, whether he can fight or not.
Yeah.
Most niggas, once you take off on them, they don't want to fight.
So they don't see it coming, because most of the times, if you go, fuck you say to me, nigga? Nigga, motherfucker, I kill everybody up in this motherfucker. Nigga, I'm crazy. Like, 9 times out of 10, niggas like, wow, I don't want to mess with that guy. So, usually, you just do coming to you saying that you punch her right in the shit. Usually, that motherfucker don't even see it coming, because that's worked most of his life. I know it works for me. Like, if I act crazy, like, usually niggas don't want to fight. You know what I'm saying? Just be like, what, motherfucker? Yo, chill out. Yo, nah, fuck that.
Intimidation, because you was a big motherfucker, cuz. So niggas don't want to fight you anyway, cuz.
Use that because I really don't like to fight. Cuz another part in your first, the first part that you said that I thought was interesting, that I wanted to unpack a little more, is when you said like dudes that are involved like in criminal, basically degenerative guys, right? So what I want to know is, I wanted to kind of unpack where you feel that comes from. Do you think that is something that's just in a person that's involved in all kinds of criminalistic things? Or do you think that that's something niggas do because it's cool? Or do you think that there's some dudes that just are just bad adults? I don't know how you want to word it, but where do you think that comes from?
Well, everybody's different, cuz. Like, some niggas are raised in it. You know what I'm saying? They raised in dysfunction. 9 times out of 10, they daddy ain't around. They being raised by women or their uncles or whoever, the male adult in their life, or adults in their life, are in the streets. So they just taking after what they see. They doing what they see. So a lot of niggas just grow up in that shit, and it's handed down to them. Especially like you got, like out here in Cali, they got the gang culture. So a lot of niggas is just, they join the gangs just like a religion. Like if your mama a Christian and when you grow up, you're gonna be a Christian. No questions asked. So it's the same thing. Like they grow up, they whole family Crips, they whole family Bloods, they just born into the shit. But then you got the niggas that's led to like peer pressure. Like nigga, like I would say for me, I fell in that category where I was just trying to fit in. So, because I had, you know, I had two functioning parents. I had a decent upbringing. You know what I'm saying? We weren't rich, but we ain't never want for nothing.
Right.
But I think just being surrounded by other niggas that their parents ain't really give a fuck what they was doing. And I was trying to fit in. So I started doing the things they did. And trying, you know, just trying to fit in, and then eventually you do. Which if you do stuff, long, you know, some you get good at what you do the most. So,
right.
I got good at that shit, and then you know, things transpire, and eventually it becomes your life because once you get into that life and catch a few charges and stuff, it's just like, damn, I can't do nothing else but this shit.
Right.
But
Also,
it's an illusion though, cause you can always switch that shit.
I think that to go back to the title of the show, like the death to the streets is like, I think that it's a difference between you have cause you've seen people in your life and in all your family and my family, we've seen and in people just that we grew up with. You see a lot of dudes that come from a certain situation. Without using any names, because I remember a long time ago, you brought an example of me of two friends of yours, or a friend of yours, and a family member of yours who have literally the same, like, DNA, like, the same obstacles, and one is, like, a six-figure dude, and the other one was, like, a street dude, but they both had the same exact cards dealt to them, and they ended up completely different.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, there's no really thing. So with that said, because I always have wondered, like, what is the allure to it when it's not, like, really you? And when is the, like, where is the boundary? I could tell you mine personally, because I don't mind speaking on myself. Like, I remember, like, there was a time in my life where I thought everybody wanted to shoot the fade. And I was a big dude. I was young. I really felt like I could beat up most people. When I was like a teenager. And then one summer in Grove, everybody was resorting to different tactics. Like, nobody was like, let's go outside and put up your dukes. Like, nobody wanted to do that. So I got like three or four guns pulled out on me in one summer. And then it's like, at that point, you got to make a decision. Like, okay, am I willing to get a gun and go shoot somebody? I don't want to do that. So that's when I kind of was like, okay, chill. Because I felt like I really ain't about that life. That's when I like calmed down and wanted to go get a job and make something of myself. Because I realized that I ain't, like, that shit really just for me. Luckily, I've been able to see a lot of friends, family members go to jail. I know people who have, cuz went to prison and done some real numbers that we grew up with or just see around, and to see the way that they just disappear, they ghost, they get forgotten. I never really thought that it was worth it. So to me, I can't understand after a certain point, if you're really into it, like if you're really a guy that's out there and confrontational and gangster all the time, there is no way that you should, by the time you get to your 30s and your 40s, that you haven't learned enough lessons to where it's time to make a change. Because do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's always, well, because it's never, we should never want to go that route anyway, but you should get to an age where, not even an age, just all the things that happen in your life, you should want to change it around. Like, I don't know no niggas that want to keep going to prison, keep going to jail.
So true, man.
At some point, you got to figure that shit out. Like, man, I can't keep doing this shit. But some niggas, I don't know, it's weird because some niggas will keep going, niggas. But at the same time, you know, niggas will put themselves in a position where they can't do nothing else. Like, if you've been selling dope all your life, and keep going to prison, and then you got to keep coming home and starting over. The pressures of life will get to you. Like, you 44, and you fresh home and you got to work at McDonald's with the young nigga, your manager's 19, and he telling you, nigga, man, get on the motherfucking fries, nigga. I'm like, well, hold on, man. Like, I got kids your age, nigga. Like,
I don't give a shit.
That shit get to a nigga. And especially, one thing I learned, cuz, hold on, before you say something, cuz, one thing I learned is the worst thing you could do to a nigga that's getting money is take that shit away. Because they will immediately try everything they can to get back to that status. So niggas will jump right back out there, grab that pack, because they want to get back to being the nigga that got the money and go splurge and take care of everybody and drive the nice cars and all that shit, man. So that slow money is like, man, I can't do this shit. But it's better to be broke on the outside than to be broke on the inside. You know what I'm saying?
Cause talk your shit, cause I see so many times, like even living out here in Maryland, a couple guys I know, like you'll accumulate a certain, like, then on top of that, the guy's 44, he been hustling his whole life. He's accumulated a bunch of fucking, like, he accumulated 3 baby mamas when he was getting money.
Yeah.
That's the worst part about it. Like, you're 44, your baby mama is calling you a broke piece of shit.
Well, don't I know it, nigga.
I won't go there, cuz. But I'm just saying, your baby mama calling you a broke-ass
baby daddy.
Yeah, your broke-ass nigga, because she used to you having money, now you trying to do it right. I never understood, but cuz, that's another show for another day, is like how it's so, how they make it so hard for niggas to get a legitimate lifestyle. Like, they say they not supposed to hustle, but they, you know,
that's
like,
that's a part of it too, cuz the women they like the bad boys. So a lot of niggas do that shit cuz they trying to impress women, cuz, like,
yeah, man.
It's like, nigga, you the baddest joint in the hood and you work a 9-to-5. She like, nigga, I ain't fucking with you, nigga. You work at Walmart. And then a nigga that's selling hella dope, nigga, he got all the jewelry, all the cars, money and shit. And she like, yeah, this is what I like. But that nigga ain't no good. The nigga put a baby in you, he gonna put a baby in her, he gonna put a baby in her. Then he gonna go to prison and y'all gonna have to fend for yourself. And then y'all like, niggas ain't shit.
That's so fucking true, cuz. So, cuz, let's take a left turn off of that, cuz. As somebody who has lived certain lifestyles that we will not get into, cuz, I want to know right now, cuz, like, if you was to go to, like, 25, 24, 22, early 20s DMR back in the day, and to early 40s DMR now, right? How many rules and regulations that was part of the certain street culture that we was in do you look back at now and say, God damn, nigga, these rules are stupid. Like, this shit don't make no sense to me.
I mean, I don't know, cuz, all of it. All of it, cuz, I don't know, cuz, because if you choose that life, then my opinion is, if you choose that life and these are the rules to this lifestyle, you should abide by it. But at the same time, you gotta understand that everybody ain't built the same way that you're built. So when you doing these things, 9 times out of 10 niggas, it's only a small percentage of niggas that's really living by the code. So you just got to deal with the fact that niggas is going to tell, niggas is going to bring the feds and all that shit to you. Niggas is sloppy. Niggas ain't smart. There's only a few niggas that's smart about what they're doing and is really trying to get up out of this shit.
Right.
And, you know, you got niggas that just jump in the game and had no idea what they're doing. But the rules, and I get what you're saying, because really you talking about niggas snitching and shit.
Yeah, for lack of a better term.
Because that's just crazy, because snitching is just, it's just a broad topic. It's just hard.
Yeah, cuz, fuck it. Let's unpack it, cuz. Fuck it. Let's go.
It's hard to decipher what you would consider to be snitching or not.
I'll do it. Let me lead here. I'll throw something at you, and whatever you want, you could speak it on however you want to. So, some of the things that I used to see you and your guys when y'all roll around that I never fucking quite understood was, I never understood the concept of snitching, right? From my understanding, from what I was taught, it was like, okay, if we're all in this illegal shit together, we get money, I get caught, I shut the fuck up. Right? Because I'm just going to focus on me beating my charge and I'm not going to involve anybody else to do that, right? Like, I'm not going to involve anybody else. So to me, the thing about snitching was more of like a character thing. Like, I got caught, I'm not going to involve anybody else. It was just more of like, not just in criminal, but everyday shit. Like, if me and you are fucking at a girl house when we was younger, cousin, her mama come home, we both jump out the window, you get away and I don't. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't be like, well, shit, David over there did DM all the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, to me, that's just being
come
a good...
Come on now, cuz. They
yeah,
found us.
They got us, cuz. Like, to me, that's just being a good person. You know what I mean? So to me, it's not about necessarily street shit. It's just like common decency. So I never understood when they took it as far as to go, nigga, we're about to go to jail. And if somebody sits a man down, this is me as a family man now, and about to be 40 years old, and go, okay, so we caught you. With what we got, you're about to do 35 years in prison. Right. All you got to do is tell us where'd you get these drugs from. Now, to me, cuz I understood as a kid, like, nope, I'm just going to fight my charge. I'm not going to say shit. They not mine. I'm just going to see what I can do. But I could understand a dude going, nah, fuck that. I got the drugs from him. I could understand that, cuz. Especially if you about to do 35 years, cuz it's not too many men that's strong enough to say, fuck that, I'm gonna do 35 years. You know what I'm saying?
Well, cuz I understand why he did it, cuz, but I don't think that shit is cool, cuz. That shit ain't right.
Hell no, it ain't cool.
Of course, cuz niggas is bitch ass niggas. I mean, you put yourself in a situation and niggas is not thinking about the consequence. Niggas is not thinking about what can happen.
And right.
So they like, man, fuck that, I'm not doing all this time. Let me tell on this nigga. The shit that I can't condone is that shit like that. Like, nigga, I get popped for some drugs and then I go get on another nigga paperwork to lessen my time or to get my time cut or get out early or get out, period. And the nigga ain't got nothing to do with what I got caught with.
Right. But
judge a nigga for is say I go pick you up, cuz you like, man come take me over my baby mama house. I'm like, all right, I got you, cuz. And I pick you up, man, and I take you over there, and you going, you grab the gun and you go in there, you shoot her in the head and then get in the car and then we pull out. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck you doing, nigga? And then you like, nigga, shut up, nigga, and then to go throw the gun, cuz. And then somebody gets my license plate and then they like, oh shit, they lock me up and they like, yeah, well, they got your license plate. They seen you fleeing the scene. We're going to give you life.
If you don't tell us who shot her.
I'm going to be like, me personally, I'm going to call you, cuz. Like, go ahead and do what's right, cuz. I'm going to give you some time, cuz, but I'm not about to sit up in this bitch for your body, hey, nigga.
Cuz, that
you
is
can,
a
and
way
I'm going to come
better.
Home and you can call me whatever the fuck you want, but I'm not about to do no goddamn life.
And I didn't do
your baby mama.
Hey, cuz, that's a way better example than what I came up with, cuz. But I will tell you, cuz, that's more what I like. Now, for you to be like, nah, nigga, give me the 40 years because I ain't no snitch. Yeah. Like, that's
nah,
stupid.
Nigga, you gonna do, no, I'm going to give you some time now. Give you some time, man. Go ahead and be with your family and all that stuff. I might sit for you a little bit, but after a while, I'm like, look, man. That nigga did that shit. I don't even know her.
Dude, I have a job. I was getting offered my job, sir. Okay.
You tripping. And then along with that, like, if a nigga come through, niggas get to shooting and somebody and a nigga shoot your mama. a accident or something, and you know who did it. Man, nigga, yes, go tell them people you know who the fuck killed your mama, nigga. Or because it's fucked up, man. If niggas be like, man, you can't, like, nigga, don't just go get the get back. Go back and kill the nigga. Like, nigga, why I got it? My mama dead. Now you want me to go kill a nigga so I can spend the rest of my life in prison, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, nah, that shit, nah, nah, man, nigga.
I agree.
If you tell on a nigga for killing your mama, nigga, come on, man. Cut that shit out, man.
Yeah, but there was a time where it was like, you don't say nothing ever. So, cuz, hard turn, cuz. So, what do you think should be? Because I think that there's a stark difference between being a quote-unquote real street nigga or whatever the case may be and a nigga just fighting demons. Like, this nigga just got anger problems, right? Like, everybody has anger problems. But, well, a lot of people have anger problems, you know, because, like, because one thing, because you told me, you said, because anger is a natural emotion for everybody, but certain people are just better at managing their anger than others. You see what I'm saying? So everybody gets angry. Some people are just better at managing it than others. You know what I mean? So what I the next part I wanted to say, cuz, was, is there a cutoff or boundary for street shit as far as you're concerned? So, like, if you saw a nigga, I'm gonna give you an example. Remember Nas' song Second Childhood, cuz?
Yeah.
Okay. So a nigga 35, you know what I'm saying, got the fresh cornrows or whatever. Know what I'm saying? Out there with the young niggas, cuz, smoking reefer, selling weed, don't got no job for real. Still out that bitch rumbling, trying to rob niggas, cuz. Is there, to me, that's whack. By that time, you should be trying to build something and trying to get your shit together to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? So, it to you, cuz, in your opinion, is there a cutoff to gangster shit? Like, where you, nigga, you need to buy a nice pair of pants that fit. You need to cut your hair. You need to get a job. You need to try to be own a house and be a family man.
Hey, nigga, you a bum. You should be, for real, you should be embarrassed that you still doing that shit at that age. Because, like, nigga, we see that shit all the time, man.
Because you...
There's a lot of niggas out there. We see that shit all the time, man. Niggas are still standing in front of the motherfucking store, cuz.
Say that again, cuz.
But, like, I said, niggas are still standing in front of the store, cuz we see that shit all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, I see niggas and I keep it moving. Like, I might speak, what's up, man, cuz I don't want to be associated with that shit. That shit is, you still sitting on the corner, man. We too old to be doing that shit.
Yeah, man.
Especially, like, you got kids and all that stuff. Your kids got a job, nigga. Why you ain't working?
Cause and another thing, man, like, I'm not down to nobody who out that bitch and they having a rough go of it, cuz, but I mean, like, the effort should be there. Like, okay, ain't nothing wrong with going and busting down a little gig at McDonald's or being a prep cook or doing whatever you gotta do. Cuz, to be honest with you, cuz, I wanted to throw this in, cuz, and you could, cuz, getting a job where you make, some guys are so terrible at being street guys or, like, selling dope and shit. You, because a lot of guys would make more money just getting a job.
Yeah, because Pusha T said it, because four and a half to get you in the game. Anything else is a goddamn shame, nigga.
Yeah, like, what are y'all doing? Like, nigga, you go get a job.
You don't got money for a lawyer. You don't need to be out there. Now, everybody needs to start from somewhere.
Right. But
if you just started and you already getting popped, nigga, you need to go ahead and let that shit go.
I agree.
But for real, cuz, the shit is dead. And I'm gonna say this, cuz, the shit is dead because at this point, 2024, cuz, there's too many ways to make money. If you want to sell drugs, go work for a dispensary, cuz. And like you said, 9 out of 10, you'll make more money just working a 9 to 5 than you will. Most niggas is making more money working than they are selling drugs. Niggas copping a 0.5 ounce and shit.
And
pinching out that shit, smoking they profit up, nigga. And like, man, I can't come up.
Hey, cuz. And then, not to mention, to put this out there, cuz, but not to mention that a lot of these guys that's doing this shit or that is out this bitch, that need to get a 9 to 5 or need to work in a dispensary and shit, like, 9 times out of 10, you would make so much more money, like, at a regular job. Like, I mean, like, Denny's or some shit. Like, y'all, they're not really getting any money in real life.
Yeah, you make you bringing in your checks. Go get a regular job, nigga. You might make about 28 to 3,000 a month, nigga. You ain't making that much selling dope, nigga. Just be real with yourself.
Yeah,
be
man.
Honest with
and
you.
Look,
you ain't making that much.
And now, and just like you said, cuz, and in 2024, cuz, just to piggyback off of your example earlier, let's be real. It's not a lot of dudes is going to do what my cousin said. Like, when my cousin is like, hey, you sitting in front of the goddamn, the motherfucking prosecutor or whatever, who's the nigga that come back in the room when they about to lock your ass up?
They come back in the room?
Yeah, the dude that's like, they're going to cut you a deal. That's the police, right?
Yeah, the homicide detective.
Yeah, the homicide detective, the narcotics detective or whatever. When he got your ass in that room.
Prosecutors.
And he tell you, listen. Right now, you looking at about 35 years. 97.9% of you niggas is telling.
Cause probably more than that, cuz.
Cause I'm being nice. And because I heard a quote on a podcast. I'm not sure if it was Gillian Wallow or what, but it's like, it's real nice for niggas to talk shit about snitching and how they would never snitch, but none of y'all been in that room before.
And I've been in that room, cuz.
I know you have. I know you have, cuz.
I've been in that situation a couple times.
But there's not a lot of niggas that be in that room.
Suck my dick, man.
Well, say it again, cuz.
I told niggas suck my dick, man.
Yeah. Cause
the police try to offer me, try to hand me his car, cuz. Like, no, if you wanna. Cuz I'm gonna keep it all the way 100 with you, cuz. I was crying, cuz. In the backseat crying, cuz. And not because I was scared, not because. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I was crying because I felt like I let my kids down, cuz.
Right.
God damn, man. I'm doing this shit again. I let my kids down. Niggas like, man, you know, you take this card, man. Anything you want to let me know, man, I can help you out. Man, suck my dick, nigga.
Yeah, you bugging.
Whatever. Yeah. All right. Yeah, nigga, all right.
Yeah, but yeah, so first of all, it's not a lot of people that's going to do that. DMR is from a different cloth. It's a very small percentage of them, but most of y'all are telling, and we know it. That's number one. Number two is, in 2024, I'm a bouncer. I do security. I'm completely legit. I just want to say that for the record, if any police is listening. Number two, I would like y'all to know that I got friends that's police officers, and they tell me, at least two or three, look, two or three niggas out of all y'all clique in y'all neighborhood are wired informants.
Don't I know it, cuz.
They got cameras everywhere. They got your phones tapped. Your girlfriend who you sitting there with will tell on you. And then, cuz.
Technology, they just getting, it's getting better, cuz.
Cuz. And then another thing.
They could be sitting in their car listening to your conversation, cuz. Like, while you sitting in your car making a transaction, cuz. It's crazy.
And cuz. So then I always looked at the guy that went to prison, a nigga that stood tall, and it's like, yeah, man, that's a real nigga. He about to go through 35 years, and I'm, what? How you think they about to do your baby mama when you go in?
Oh, nigga, I give her 3 months, nigga. Big Dick Slater with a navigator tearing that ass up, nigga. They know when that phone cut off too, nigga. That shit, 11 o'clock. Like, yeah, baby, I can't call you back. So I love you. Dick Slater sitting right there, nigga, wearing your robe, nigga, with his feet crossed, nigga, wearing your slippers, nigga. Like, come on in, let me drop this dick off for you. Hey. Get on that phone, man.
The sad part about it, if your baby mama ass fat enough, it'll be your niggas that you was getting money with that will be fucking your baby mama, man.
Nah, the fucked up thing is the nigga that you calling a square and a bitch ass nigga, he the nigga, he's available. He ain't going to jail, nigga. He's available. He gonna be there every day, nigga, because he go to work and he come home and get on the game. And she love it, nigga. He drop the dick off, nigga, and he going about his business.
Cuz he working his 9 to 5, dropping 5 to 9 inches of dick in your bitch.
Yup.
Yeah. All right, cuz, one more thing about this before we move on. Cuz, what do you think, cuz I've heard me and you talk about this a little bit. How much do you think a part does hip hop play every day in niggas acting a certain way, cuz? Like hip hop, not just the culture, but necessarily the type of music that niggas is putting out. How much influence do you think that has on the community as far as like how niggas be acting?
playing very little, you ask me. I think because you gotta factor in. They always say, from what I know, art is the imitation of art imitates life, not right. The other way around.
Right.
So niggas, the plight that black people are in, the stuff that we doing, we've been doing it. And we're just putting it in the music.
Right.
So another point I would like to make is like white people are the biggest consumers of this music that y'all say, that people say is the reason why we're acting crazy and violent and overly sexed and all that stuff. White people consume the majority of this music, but you never hear anybody talk about the neighborhoods, the white neighborhoods, the white kids going crazy and wilding because of the hip hop.
Very true, cuz.
Now, I can't put it past they're all niggas, because I remember being young, nigga, and riding with the Big Ugly and thinking and listening to Mobb Deep and like, man, I just want to smoke a nigga. I didn't do it, but that shit changes. It does change your mood. It affects your mood. Especially when you're in a club and you're drunk and mm-hmm. the music playing and you hear Chief Keef and he talking about Finito, nigga, he about to go shoot New Jersey up, nigga, and niggas start throwing bows and bumping each other and shit. Next thing you know, niggas is rumbling. But I don't think it is as big as what everybody makes it out to be. It's like niggas just be. Niggas go listen to Lil Durk and then go outside and get killed. Like, man, that shit is some bullshit.
I agree with you probably 75%. I will agree with the fact that life imitates art. So, it's just
art imitates life.
My bad. Art imitates life. Yeah, I think art does imitate life. So it's like love, pain, the blues, all that shit come from a nigga heart is broken. And he makes a song about it. So nobody goes, oh, man, all these divorces coming up because of the blues music. You know what I'm saying? So I do agree with that point. But I do think that hip-hop, the way that it's perceived and the way that it's received a lot of the time, it does have a influence. It's not the main influence, but I'd rather in our music sometimes there's a little more social commentary, because I do see a lot of the time the way that the music, I see the music having a direct correlation to how certain people act in certain slangs, especially like females. You see what I'm saying?
Because I think you could say more so the niggas that's not living and growing up in that shit could be more affected by it, because they want to imitate what's cool.
Right.
But the niggas that's growing up in the streets, they already in the streets, they already doing that shit. They getting that shit from the niggas that's already out there.
Yeah, I think so. It's just like white people with the emo shit, cause like white people with their depressing ass rock and roll and shit that has no happy ending. Like them motherfuckers be influencing them. Like, you know what I mean? Like when they walking around, it's like nothing even matters, bruh. That shit comes. That's shit. If you listen to that music, bro, that shit is super depressing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they talk violent shit too.
Yeah,
that shit
pisses
me off too. They got like, I listen to some rock and roll, man. Them niggas be talking about spinning, nigga.
Oh my god, yeah.
They just don't say it the same way.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, right, they do.
All right, cuz. So we're gonna do something different this time. So we're gonna cut out for a second. We're gonna take a small break. We're gonna be back with Meek's tea for the week. You ready, cuz? Yeah, we're going to get Mika in here. She's going to talk about everything going on in the culture this week, and we just going to geek. We're going to have fun. So we'll be back in just a couple seconds, though. Stay tuned. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on? It's a new installment. We're trying something a little different. I like to call this Meeks T for the week. God damn it. DMR still with us. We about to geek out. We about to wild out. Meek, what's going on this week? Talk about it.
Well, I guess the biggest thing that's been going on, of course, is the Nicki versus Meg situation.
Yes, Lord.
So, I think, you know what I'm saying, Nicki is corny. That's my conclusion of it. But, you know, I guess I can break down the whole leading up to my conclusion. Okay. All right. So, at first, Meg came out with a little song called His, and basically she just said, bitches ain't mad at me, they mad at Megan's Law. And of course, Megan's Law talks about sex offender kind of law. And from that one little line, Nicki Minaj has been going on a 4 day and four night rant on Twitter, on Instagram. It's crazy. Like, I don't think she washed her ass, brushed her teeth, ate. She ain't did nothing. Fed the baby. She ain't did nothing. In four goddamn days off that one little line.
I think the bitch on drugs.
It ain't no thinking to it now. I think it's confirmed. I even seen some barbs be like, look, this is too much.
Not the barbs.
Yes, the barbs. I mean, it's just creepy. Too much going on. Yes. I mean, now I just saw the recent thing that I saw was that the barbs have leaked Meg Thee Stallion's mom's gravesite information, and like they're threatening to come out there and vandalize it, which is sick.
That's wild.
And apparently, Nicki Minaj was like liking some of the tweets of the information being leaked. So that's just crazy to me. It's never that serious.
Never. You know, I think that it's all come from, if you look at the karma, it's like how Nicki carried shit with Lil' Kim. Like, because Lil' Kim, she first came in the game and she was popping and she just completely disregarded Lil' Kim and was talking so much shit about her. And now I think Nicki is slowly but surely starting to realize that you the old bitch on the block now. And you know what I'm saying? If everybody don't kiss your ass, you want to make a diss song. So you could tell she's visibly hurt by what's going on because the bitch has not shut up in 4 days.
I swear. And then she come out with that horrible ass diss song sounding like Humpty Dumpty. Like, bitch, this is what we was waiting on. Like, it took you 3 days to come up with this. And basically all she did was take the tweets and put them over a beat.
That's true. Hey, cuz, what'd you think of it? Did you hear Nicki's diss track yet?
That shit was creepy at the end, cuz. Like, listen, it was creepy. She started whispering and shit. Breath, her voice sounded like her breath stank, cuz. Like,
yeah. Don't let me start about come out with my other rhymes on your ass and shit. Bitch, that's your ass. She crazy as a bitch.
Hey, cuz, as an MC, right? As an MC, cuz, what do you think? Like, if you like, yeah, nigga, I'm about to diss KC, and you come out with a diss track, and your own nigga's reaction is, you know, DMR was just playing with that one. Ain't that right, DMR? How would you feel about that? Like, that was just a slight little jab, right, D?
Because it's like, I don't want to say no names, because it was like when one of my homeboys got the rumbling, cuz, and the nigga split his shit.
We
was riding home. I mean, he was riding to the hospital, and he was like, yeah, cuz, you know, if you would have caught that nigga with that first hook, he would have been out, nigga. Like, nigga, you got your ass whooped, nigga. Like, but yeah, I ain't gonna tell you. You know what I'm saying? That shit was trash. And she ain't got no real friends. She ain't got no real friends, man, because I would have been like, yo, nah, this ain't it, nigga. Like, nah, man, you got to redo this shit, man. We going to keep stalling. She should have kept stalling.
Meanwhile, Meg at somebody's party shaking her ass all night long.
And I also want to throw in that historically now, Nicki is not the best when it comes to responding to battles, because her response to Remy was terrible. And then the response to this was terrible. So she just might not be a battle rapper. I don't know what's going on, man.
I didn't even think she responded to Remy at all.
I mean, she talked to it, but it was that bad. Like, Miggy, if you go look it up, it was really that bad. She did respond. her whole response was, her whole response to Remy Ma was pretty much, bitch Papoose. Bitch Papoose wrote that shit. You ain't write that. Like, that was her whole comeback.
And this bitch knew she lost so bad because she had to go fuck Nas just so Nas could take away the beat.
The even
beat. And try to erase the song. And then after that, she got done with Nas. Like, she won't fucking with Nas no more. It was like, bitch, she was that humiliated.
Yeah, what were you about to say, girl?
If I was Meg, I would get that little skit from Talladega Nights with a love with his son. Like, yeah, I told the teacher she got a lumpy butt. Lumpy butt, bitch. And the goddamn
exactly.
Her ass, cause she wagging a bitch for that shit. Cause yeah. No,
ain't got a nerdy talking. Yeah, ain't got the nerd to talk about Meg lied about her life, but like she ain't been on the table 1,000 times. Like, come
crazy.
On,
oh yeah, oh yeah. Not to mention, she want to say lie. Not to mention, Nikki did lie about that shit for about 10 years.
Yes, and just recently came out. Yep.
So, Mika, what else? What else going on this week? This last week.
Well, I saw that Floyd Mayweather, he is supposed to be dropping off a whole bunch of money to NBA YoungBoy, and what we speculate is that he's trying to get him to give up his parental rights, which ain't no bad idea.
Really? That's what that money was for?
Yes, because you know. Yeah, you know NBA YoungBoy called him all kinds of bitch ass niggas and everything else, and he only laid eyes on his son a couple of times. And then
Floyd,
that most
Floyd
recent interview, huh?
Floyd better than me because I knocked that nigga out.
Oh, yeah.
I told everybody, I'd be like, look, this the hardest nigga. Y'all swear to God, this nigga hard. Like, watch this. And knock his ass out.
And look, he probably trying to bait him with that money just to get him in his area so he can, you know, can beat his ass because.
Oh, he can't leave the house. He's still on house arrest.
Yep. And the thing about it, the boy already got 11 kids, and he already did an interview saying that he don't really enjoy being a daddy.
Yo, I saw that. Cuz, did you see that? Like, yo, they was interviewing. The young boy was like, yeah, I mean, I fuck with him, but nigga, shit, I really don't like
I ain't
kids.
Big on
like,
being a parent.
Yeah. Wow.
What? What?
And them girls be letting this nigga nut in them. That's crazy.
I don't know. That nigga got some goddamn. He must have a monster dick. That shit crazy.
They just want the money, I think, after that. Now, the ones that he had prior to him becoming who he is, I think, you know, it was okay. But, like, all these other ones, it's like Nick Cannon baby mamas at this point. It's like everybody just signing up for a guy.
But Mika, Yaya, Floyd's daughter didn't need no fucking money.
And that's what makes her crazy as hell. Because, like, girl, yeah. I can see if you trying to come up out the hood. Bitch, you already rich. What is you doing?
I did not know that. Thank Mika. Thank you, though. I did not know that's what that. Because I was
nigga,
like, why is
dumping
he
that dick, nigga? Pause.
I did not know. Like, Floyd was like, nigga, I'm going to pay you this all this money, nigga, just to sign your rights. Because his son be in the gym with Floyd all the time. Clearly, Floyd adores the little boy. So it's like.
Yes.
He already acting like his daddy, so they need to get that nigga away from him, man.
Yes.
Absolutely. Anything else you got over there, Mika?
Okay, so I got some information about Vince McMahon.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. What happened, Mika?
And for all of y'all who don't know, like, Vince McMahon, who is he with the WWE? Is he
the fucking he owns it? So he I think owns- he's the chairman is what he calls himself. But everything run through Vince. He's the top dog in the WWE.
Okay, well, he's just resigned as his position of chairman, and
wow.
It's basically due to allegations of sexual assault or sex trafficking or something along those lines. Yeah.
Hey, cuz, do you know what sex trafficking is, though, cuz?
Because I for a long time, I thought it was kidnapping
me
people
too.
And taking them across
right.
state lines and making them
sex people. I thought sex trafficking was jumping out the bushes and throwing a bitch in a van and taking her to Mexico. That's what I thought. Nigga, whole time, because I ain't going to say nothing, but just put it like this, Mika. Niggas is sex trafficked like a motherfucker. Like, Hey, cuz, I got a little joint over here, nigga. Like, niggas are sex trafficking.
I'm glad I grew up in the time I grew up in.
Oh, okay, with no
out.
Cell phones. No
they be coming out the woodworks like, DMI made me honk Casey.
Bitch, you loved it, bitch. Shut up.
Bitch.
We get it. Hey, that's all we got to say back then. That bitch lying. That's all it took.
I believe the Ahmad, though.
Now that that bitch have us on camera, had my fat ass on camera fucking him. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I only fucked his dick because the Ahmad, I like him.
Then after they was done, the Ahmad gonna kick me out and call me a bitch and throw my wig in the street. I want $150,000. So Mika, go a little bit more in depth into Vince McMahon shit.
So I got some excerpts from some texts that was sent between Vince McMahon and the woman that's putting these allegations on. Okay.
How they go?
All right now. So here goes one. This is from the girl. No, I'm sorry. This is from Vince. It says, exactly, baby. He's not the only one. And then this part right here is bleeped out. Such and such called me this afternoon begging to eat you and fuck you with his nice and hard dick. All right. Now, this is her response. Yo. This is her response. Give me another week, baby, and I'll be ready. Damn. A week. Okay. Like, I'm feeling more like myself. It's not great, but it's getting better. Tell him soon. He says, I already told him, baby. By the way, Johnny wants Tuesdays. Goddamn. Tuesdays? They penciling this bitch in for days of the week. Okay, by the way, Johnny wants Tuesdays, but not this coming one. And the occasional Saturday. But maybe I can shift it to Thursday night. Johnny would like all of the above. Whoever the hell God. Johnny is.
John Laurinaitis.
Sound like she was selling the pussy to me.
Because she wasn't. Because you got to read these documents. Number one. Number two. Who picks a Tuesday? Bitch, I take the pussy on Tuesdays. Not a Friday, Saturday night.
Days off.
And mind you, this nigga pushing 80.
Yes. Vince McMahon, okay. 80 years old. Talk about some, yeah, bitch. Oh, my God.
He got great grandkids.
At what point do you, like at 80, cuz? I'm not really trying to have a whole lot of sex, cuz. I'm trying to relax, cuz I'm on my way out the door, nigga. Like,
yeah, he up here scheduling her for his homeboys at 80, damn near 80 years old.
You
want to watch.
Cuz you GM bitches out at 80. Imagine what this nigga was doing at 35.
Exactly, cuz. Exactly. He was
this
wild.
This nigga probably had a woo.
Yeah, 80 yeah. years old, man. God damn, my nigga. You need to be tired of that dick, man. God damn, pause, nigga.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then it seems like he got like a fetish with black men fucking.
Oh, yes, Mika, continue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So this right here. He said, regarding your last picture, you need your panties ripped off and three big black dicks in all three holes at the same time. Way God, up your damn. Pussy and way up your ass. As far as far as they will go, but even farther. And the thickest cock goes down your throat, so it makes you gag, bitch. And convulse. And convulse as those big black cocks pound away. It feels like them far from the start. You're being assaulted, but it's made you come nonstop. Just one continuous, constant orgasm. And just before you pass out. Just before you pass out, those big black dicks squirt their loads of cum inside you. As you lay on your stomach, the cum is coming out of all your holes. I'll turn you over and jack off all over you. You sick, nasty fuck.
God damn,
80
man.
Years old. Like, come on,
that
yo.
Super cuck.
Yeah,
that nigga,
man.
That nigga Vince said, and just as you start to black out, I'm gonna drop my balls on you. What type of weird ass shit is this? $1 million, man.
This somebody great granddaddy, man. Like, yo, I
niggas got too much money. too much money and too much power and just doing what I get to do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Because like, I'm telling you, because I guarantee you, as much bitches as he got, he probably got to do shit like that. Because like just some regular, you know, hey, yeah. She's wearing some nice underwear. Probably need to turn him on no more.
Yep. But my thing is like, okay, at no point in time did he say he was going to be fucking her. It's like, he just wants to watch. And he just going to jack himself off. It's like, nigga.
He ain't just watching.
That's crazy. All right, so the last bit that I got.
Oh my God, there's more?
This is it. I can't help it. So much happened this week. All right. Blueface and Krishan.
Oh my Lord.
We can't ignore that one. This dumb bitch here. She done packed up all her shit from her house, moved back with him while he in jail. She listened to his jail talk. And then her dumb ass gonna tat his face on the side of her face.
Oh my Lord.
And for those of you who don't know, he kicked her out when she was 8 months pregnant. He don't claim the baby. Said the baby daddy is Charles Barkley.
Yeah, that baby do look like Charles Barkley. Yeah.
He beats her ass, her family ass, her friend's ass. Hey. And so I think this last tat that she got makes tat number eight of him. He got zero of her.
I'd like to say for the record that I think I said this in a previous podcast of mine. I prefer niggas like that. I love to see girls go through this shit because it's just in your face. The only difference between Blueface, I'm talking to all you bitches out there, not the queens, just you bitches. All you bitches out there, the only difference between Blueface and your husband or Blueface and your man is that Blueface is telling the truth. And your baby daddy lying. And your boyfriend lying, your husband lying. Because they doing the same shit to your ass and shit. And you won't know about the baby till the funeral.
It's trust like, me, I've seen it. He ain't bought a pair Pimp of wipes, of di- like a pack of wipes, diapers, nothing Pimp for the baby. Cuss.
He and her mind, cuz.
Yeah, that's
it's sick. The LA culture, cuz. I've been out here long enough, cuz. It's the LA culture, man. There's a whole lot of girls out here that are like that, cuz. Like, it's easy. Like, they just be like, they want the man to control their life.
That is so sick.
I want that level of love.
A little slow too, though, man. She's like mildly retarded. So
yeah, well, they said she a crack baby because they said her mama did crack with all the kids. So
nah, because I see two. We're not gonna do this because it's just so many bitches that's going through the same thing and be bright as a motherfucker. I know plenty of bitches at my job going through the same shit.
A big tattoo of the nigga face on her neck, her side of her neck, on her face.
Go ahead.
I said two things could be true at the same time because there's a lot of women that have plenty of sense that's going through it. They dickmatized, but Krishan is fucking slow, cuz. Something wrong with her, cuz.
I don't cut her no slack. I don't think it's because she's slow.
Casey, she smoked and drank all the way up until she started having contractions. And then when she started having contractions, the bitch hit the blunt.
Cuz, listen to me and listen to me good. Mika, Diamond, listen to me. I saw the sex tape. Ain't nothing slow about that pussy.
Cuz, you know the best pussy attached to the most retarded dude. You know that, cuz.
I know. We're not going to go any deeper than that.
Cuz, right.
Pineapples. We're not going to go any deeper than that. Uh-huh. We're gonna keep, but yes, cuz I do. I've heard a lot of stories, but I saw the sex tape, nigga. That shit got a lot to do with the. They be having great sex. That bitch loves the attention.
She young, man.
And she was so pretty back when before she met this nigga.
Yeah, cause I think that she fucking crazy, he crazy, and I just think that. They fuck it. You know, it's that young hood love, cuz. I mean, a lot of people been through it. You know what I'm saying? So that's my belief.
Yep.
He done made her lose her tooth and lose her goddamn mind.
God damn.
It's exciting right now, man. The ups and the downs is exciting. But once the baby get older and start realizing, like, man, my parents is fucking stupid, they going to try to slow down. Like, man, this shit, I'm tired of being stressed out and all this shit, man. God damn, yeah. We always fighting to argue, man. It's going to click for one of them. Be like, man, I can't keep doing this dumbass shit.
Yeah, as they get older. But right now, it's just so many powers that be. But again, another show, another time. But there's so many powers that be to put a nice big fat check in their pocket for acting like fucking idiots.
Yeah. So
as long as we tuning in, every time we tuning in, like, what's going on with them? They getting the bag off that shit.
Right.
Just the other day, man, I'm looking at Sukiyana. Meek, I think it was you sent me on Instagram. She on the boat in Jamaica talking about something. Yeah, my pussy stinks, but it still get ate. Like, somebody pays her to act like that, man.
And then look in the comments, somebody was like, "Damn, why they probably stink with that damn Pepsi coming out your shit?"
Oh yeah, did anybody see the Sukiyana OnlyFans squirt? Cuz, did you see it?
No, I didn't see that one. I heard people talking.
I sent it to you tonight because I got it in my stash.
Because it came out like hot dog water.
Yeah, my wife said Sukiyana got a pickle brine coming out of shout out to my wife. That shit wasn't clear at all. That shit was yuck.
Yeah.
All right.
Meeka, that's it for me. That's it.
All right. So that was Meeka with the mess. That was great. Love you guys. Thank y'all for joining me. Diamond, Meeka. Follow them both on their Instagram. Give me y'all Instagrams, y'all. Give me y'all social media.
757 Cutie Pie.
I don't even know, man. Diamond. D'AHMAD.
Yes.
Afghan Militia. Go check my music out, man. D'AHMAD, Self-Reflection 1 and 2, Self-Motivated. Go check my music out. It's on all streaming platforms.
The music is very good too. I listen to the newest one he coming out with too. And that because you ain't dropped the newest one yet. Do they know the title yet?
It's Selfie. It's called Selfie, man.
Selfie. So the Selfie, he gonna fuck y'all up with that one. All right. Love y'all. Ryan Case, No Chase.
All right, cuz. Love you.
Shirley to a Twist. Love you too, cuz.
All right. Love you.
See y'all later. Peace.
All right. Bye.